Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We are now in Kiddushin Daf Ayin Bet Amud Bet, still in the middle of our Agadah, dealing with the issue of Bavel, the borders of Bavel, etc. Tzivah Adonai Yaakov Sivivav Tzarav. Hashem is commanded regarding the enemies around Yaakov, the Pasuk in Echa, Rav Yehuda Amar Kengon Humanya Lefum Nahara. So he says that this pasuk is alluding to the enemies that surround Bnei Yisrael. We have these this group that are all amunim that surround the Jewish community. Vahi kihin nabi ufaltayu benayahu meit vayapol alpanai vayezak kol gadol v'amar ha'adonai Elohim. This pasuk in Yechezkel Yud Aleph. Rabu Shmuel, Charamar la Tova, Charamar la Ra'a. Whether this weeping was good or bad, Manda la Tova ki had the istandra demeshon chatne duchanetzer have. He gives the following explanation that the question is whether it was good that this fellow died in a peaceful manner. He said the good thing was that this is the government of Meshan, which is the nearby area that we've just concluded was all mixed and not a good place. So he sent back a message that from all of this these captives that you have, you haven't sent anybody that could stand in front of us. So they wanted to send some of Yisrael as their captives who could come and represent the king properly. We who are important will stand in front of you here. V'avdin nezul hatam, will send our slaves over there. He said, this guy did a good thing. In other words, he refused to send the Israelim like that. So he said, a guy did a good thing like that. Why should he die halfway through his life? Mandam ar l'ra'a, in other words, it's good that at least he died pleasantly. The one who says it's bad, so he came into the Mikdash in this vision of his, and he saw them there. There's 25 people who have their backs to the Mikdash. Fnam Kedma, they're facing east. So the fact that it says they're facing east, obviously they know they got their backs to the Mikdash, facing west. Why does it say that they're facing with their backs to the west, to the Mishkan, to the Mikdash? That they would uncover themselves and behave in a most disgusting way towards Hashem. Kamar Navi, they sort of like Po'or. Kamar Navi, Misha Sara, Zobi Yisrael, Yemut Al Mitato. A guy like this should die peacefully in his bed. And the question is, how do we understand this Paltayu fellow? So there's ways to see him through the Agadah as a positive guy, and ways to see him through this allusion in the Pasuk as a negative guy. It's time to Shmuel Damar L'Ra'ad. It must be Shmuel who's the one who said that this was a bad thing, and this guy should have died in a much rougher way. Which is Moshchani, is like the Golali Yuchsim. In other words, it's all mixed there and it's all a bad place. Mishan lo chashu la lo mishum avdu v'lo mishum amzerut. This place Mishon, there's no reason to be concerned there about mamzerim or any other mixes. The one thing that we have to be worried about is the Kohanim there were not careful and they would marry Grushot. No, Shmuel could be the one who said that really this was a good thing that the fellow died peacefully. Shmuel atame damar hamafkir avdo yatsa l'chayrut v'nitzach k'chichrish namar kol avid ishmik not kesef. We've seen Shmuel's opinion several times, notably in the fourth parak of Gittin, that anybody who frees his Eved doesn't need to get Shichur, because an Eved is only called an Eved if he's an Eved Ish. Eved Ish for Eved Isha. Eved Sheish L'Rashut L'Rabo Alav Konoi Eved, Kori Eved, Eved Sheish L'Rashut L'Rabo Rashut Alav, and Kori Eved. An Eved who doesn't have a master, or his master has no control over, is not called an Eved. So the minute that you are Mafkir him, he doesn't need a Get Shichur. Alright, so therefore, He is mutter b'Yisrael, okay, and the fact that there were avadim sent to Meshan, that we had no concern about avdut, doesn't mean because they were mixed in, but rather because the minute they were sent away, they really were free, and if they married in, there was nothing wrong with that. Now going back to our Mishnah, we say Zudivra Meir. We saw this earlier. The Chacham say all countries, we assume people who are kosher unless we know them to be mamzerim or whatever. So he allowed his student to marry a girl from Mechuziata, which is outside of Bavel. He said, why do you think that? Why did you allow that? The Amr of Yehuda Mashvul is very Meir Chacham Mechuziata Becheskir Kashrut Hinam Dot, because we have this report that Shmuel said that the Chachamim felt that all countries are Becheskat Kashrut, meaning that this woman coming from Chuziata is perfectly fine. Faber Rav Kahana Lamat Nihachi, and Rav Kahana's base matters, they didn't learn it that way. Rav Shmuel Lamat Nihachi, meaning they didn't learn Shmuel's statement as being like that. Rav Zvi Lamat Nihachi, so Afilo Achi Lo Kayikib Leminei. Rav Mamemar did not accept this, this challenge of Rav Ashi. Why Mishum de Shmuel Emir Rav Zvi de Nahardea? He heard from Rav Zvi of Nahardea, who was a student of Shmuel in Nahardea, that Shmuel had said that way. Okay, then we have this direction about Latid Lavo, Tan Rabbanan Mamzeri Unitini, Mamzerim and Nitinim, Tehorim Latid Lavo de Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says when Mashiach comes, they're going to be distilled and purified. Mer Ein Torah, Mer disagreed. Amar Rabbi Yosef Alok, for Nemar Vizak, Di Alechem, I'm Torim Utartem. In his vision of the future, Yechezkel says, I'm going to throw purifying waters on you and you come purified. So this must be people who aren't pure now. Amar Mer Vak, Shu Amar Mechoacham, Tumotechem, and Kol Gilu Lechem. Well, the end of the Pasuk says, I'm going to purify you from your Avodah Zarah, Velomina Mamzerut, but not from the stain of Mamzerut. Yosef Shu Amar Ataheratchem, when it says at the end of the Pasuk, Ataheratchem, full tahara, anybody's got a problem, even a mamzer. We have this vision of the future in Zechariah that says a mamzer will live in Ashdod. That fits with Meir, who says there will still be mamzerim. What does it mean? B'nei Yisrael are going to sit securely in their land. So as you read mamzer here, sort of allegorically, so see, the havu damu balanuchrain. They will be like foreigners. Alright? It's like somebody in the wrong place. The halacha follows Rabbi Yossi, which is that eventually Mamzerim will be Mitaher. It's a little bit of a strange statement to say halacha Rabbi Yossi. But that's the way they learned it. Amar Rav Yosef, he loved them. Rav Yudam Rashmu Alachak Rav Yosef. Weren't for that, Havei Ati Eliyahu Mapik Minan Sovranin Sovrani Kularin. If it weren't for that statement that ultimately they will be purified, then Eliyahu would have come and taken them group by group and separated them out. The idea is that instead of Eliyahu coming to clarify who are Mamzerim and to move them out, they'll be purified. Tanamon Ger Nosim Mamzer. Now we get back into the Alacha. A ger is allowed to marry mamzeret. This we saw at the beginning of the parak. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda omer ger lo yisa mamzeret. So the big machloket about whether a convert can marry mamzeret. Echad ger, echad eved meshuchra, v'chalal mutarim b'kohenet. But a ger, an eved who's free, a halal, are allowed to marry a kohenet. Now, my tamad Rabbi Yossi, why does Rabbi Yossi say a ger can marry mamzeret? Chamisha kahalik TV. In these three psukim, the word kahal shows up five times. I have them on the page. Chad leKohanim, so one says they cannot marry into the Kohanim. Chad leLevim, Chad leYisraelim, that's three. Chad leMishur Mamzer b'Shtuki, but one is to say that a Mamzer cannot marry into the Kahal, but may marry a Shtuki who's a Safek. Chad leMishur Shtuki b'Yisrael, and the other is to have a Safek Mamzer be able to marry Israel. All right, and we'll see what the drasha on that is. Now, Kahal Gerim lo yikri Kahal. And the conclusion is that when it says Kahal Hashem, that doesn't include Kahal Gerim. Therefore, a ger is not limited and may marry Mamzeret. That's Rabbi Yossi. For Behuda, he says Kohanim Levi Michad Kahal Nafki. Kohan Levi, that's one Kahal. Aitolei the Kahal Gerim. So therefore, one is Kohanim Levim, one is Yisraelim. One is to allow Mamzer to marry a Suffolk, and the other is to allow a Suffolk to marry Yisrael. Alright, so now there's one more for Kahal Gerim to say Gerim themselves are not allowed to marry Mamzerim. Kahal Hashem includes Kahal Gerim. That's possibility one. Maybe he has the same cheshbon, and Cohen and Levi are separate kahals, and the same number comes out. But he says the fact that a mamzer can marry a sofik and a sofik can marry Yisrael are often the same kahal, right? Because it says lo yavo mamzer b'kahal Adonai mamzer vaday hu d'leiva, only a certain mamzer. Hamzer sofik yavo. If he's not clearly a mamzer, he can join. And b'kahal vaday hu d'leiva, he can only not join kahal vaday. Habakal sofik yavo. So mamzer can marry shtuki who's kahal sofik, and a shtuki who's a sofik mamzer can marry Yisrael. Right, so Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda may agree about the cheshbon, but may have that kahal operating for both shtuki li Yisrael and mamzer b'shtuki. Now, right, it could be that those are all five; those are all separate. Then they agree on that. But Tamid Rabbi Yehuda mihacha, he has a different read, which is hakal chukachat lachem la'ger agar. The ger and the kahal are one, and therefore kahal gerim is kahal Hashem, and therefore they cannot marry a mamzer. Rabbi Yossi, he says, chuka achat tifsi kanyan. It says, chuka achat, that separates between a kahal and the ger, and so the ger is not a kahal. Now, echad ger v'echad evim shuchar v'chalal mutarin v'kohenet. A ger, a chalal, all about to marry kohenet. Mesela the Rav, demar v'yudam a Rav, lo zaruk sherot linase the psulim. This supports Rav, who said that proper women were never bound for marrying psulim. It's only men not wearing marrying psulim, meaning kohanim. So Rav Zera taught in Mechuzah, which is a town with a lot of gerim, says the ger is allowed to marry Mamzeret. They all threw their etrogim at him. Rav Meika Darsh Milta Kihai Beduchta Shchichi Geri says, is there anybody who would say something like that publicly in an area where there's a lot of gerim? It's not a smart thing to do. So Darsh Rav Mechuzah, Rav got up in the same town of Mechuzah and said, ger mutar bekohenet. A ger is allowed to marry kohenet. Tanuba Shiroi. Then they carried him on silk. They were very happy with him. Hadudarsh to Geramutab Amzeret. Then he turned around and taught Geramutab Amzeret. Amulei Afsidel Kamaita. And as they said, you just lost the benefit you got from the first statement. You made us feel good by saying we could marry Kohanot. Now you make us feel terrible for saying we could marry Mamzerot. So Amulei the Tavalachu Abdulachu. What are you talking about? I did you a favor. Iboy me Hachanasi. Why you don't have Hachanasi? You got all the options. You can marry Mamzeret. You can marry Kohanot. You can marry anybody you want. That's the halacha. Mutar b'kohenet. Why can a geri marry kohenet? Lozuruk shortly. Now say the psulim, because kosher women were never limited from marrying psulim. Psulim doesn't mean mamzer, but like a ger. Mutar b'mzeret. Why is he mutar b'mzeret? Rabbi Yossi, who says that kal gerim is not kal Hashem. Okay, the Mishnah at the end said Elohein ashtuki. What's a shtuki? Is somebody who we know the mother, we don't know the father. And a sufi is somebody who we found, we don't know who the parents are. Kol Shemakar. Amar Rava. Dvar Torah Shtuki Kosher. Rava says, Mida Oraita Shtuki is Kosher. By Taima, Rov Ksheri Metzla. After all, the woman, we assume, was not married, and therefore most people are kosher to her. So, Miyut Psuli Metzla. Miyut her, Arayot, etc. Vi Azli Inu Legaba. If one of them came to her, this goes back to Ketubot in the end of the first parak, called the parish Merubah parish, anybody leaves, they leave the rove, which means we assume them to be a member of the rove, which is Ksheri Metzla. My Amar, Dilma Azli Ihila Gabayu, maybe you think it might be a situation where she went to the guy, which is Kavua, Havile Kavua, Bechol Kavua, Kamechza Mechzadami. We always call Kavua half and half. Professor Oman, by the way, gave a wonderful shiur years ago in the Gush, that was in the yeshiva that was written up as far as what the in games theory, why Ruba and Kavua work. Professor Kopel gave another very interesting shiur on the same topic in a different direction. But in any case, the general rule here, just to summarize, is that any time that the group from which some of them are problematic and some of them are not comes to us, then we say it left the rove, whatever the rove of that group is defines what it is. If we go to the group, then every possible thing that we take is a 50-50 chance it's a problematic one, even if a majority of the items there are not or are problematic, it doesn't matter, it's 50-50. But even if she went to the guy, which means it's a 50-50 issue, even though most of them might be kosher, HaTorah Amra, lo yavo mamzer, mamzer vadai lo yavo, mamzer safek yavo, only a certain mamzer can come. Kavua is half and half. And the same thing, it has to be kal vaday. So therefore, a shtuki can marry a Yisrael, midoraita. Matam Amru Shtuki Pasal. So why'd they say that a Shtuki can't marry in? Our Mishnah at the end gave the Shtuki as class number 9. And so, Zerashem Yisachoto Me'aviv, because the concern is he may marry his paternal sister, because we don't know who the father is, and there's another girl, Hamid, who doesn't know who her father is, might have the same father, or even if she knows who her father is, he may not know that's his father too. So, Alamiyata, Shtuki, Shtuki, Loisa. So, if that's the case, a Shtuki can't marry a Shtuki, because then the problem is certainly exacerbated. Shem Yisachoto Me'aviv, the answer is called Kihani Mizani Vazlu. You think the guy is so licentious that he's having kids all over the place and nobody knows who he is? So if that's the case, then Bat-Shtukit, so that's not likely. So Bat-Shtukit lo-Yisa, so Shtuki should not marry a Bat-Shtukit. Because that could be Shem Yisachoto Me'aviv, that Bat-Shtukit might have been impregnated, that the Shtukit herself might have been impregnated by his father. So Ela lo shchicha, the answer is, in all these cases, it's so uncommon, so unlikely, that somebody of God is going to end up marrying his own sister without knowing it. Achanami lo shchicha. So why is it that a shtuki is aser from midoraita shtuki's mutter? We want to keep family pure, the purity of family, not family purity, but the purity of family on higher levels. It's a mala biyuchsin, a concept that we saw in the second parak of Ketubot. V'yama Rava, and Rava then comments, says Vartara Sufi kosher, and a Sufi is also kosher. A kid who's found, we don't know who he is. My taima, a shadish bevala tola. Because we don't assume this kid to be a mamzer. Because even if a woman does have an affair, she'll claim it's her husband's child. So she won't necessarily throw the kid away. So the kid being cast away doesn't mean that the child is the result of a bastardous union. A union that leads to mamzeret. So Ma'ika, what are the possibilities? Miut arusot. So we have some women who are arusot to get pregnant. So the kid's a mamzer and she can't say it was her husband. And then there's, of course, a few whose husbands have been away for longer than 9 months and they can't make that claim. But there's also women who are not married at all. And then there's those kids situations where children are cast aside because the family can't support them because it's depression or hunger. So I have a palga. And therefore, you take a look at a child who's found, you say, well, it could be that this kid was cast away because the family couldn't support him. Could be this kid was cast away because the mother was not married, in which case it's kosher, but she was embarrassed. Could be, on the other hand, a woman whose husband was gone for a long time and it really was an affair. It could be that it's a woman who was betrothed and it's really an affair. So palgo palga. So therefore, it's a 50-50 possibility. It's a the same drasha, which means an Sufi really essentially is kosher. So again, why do they say that? Again, the same concern. So he can't marry an Asufit, and we said he's allowed to. He might end up marrying his full sister. So Kohani Shadi Vazli, you think these people are all throwing their kids away. So Bata Sufi lo Yisa Shem Yisa Achoto, so he shouldn't marry the daughter of an Asufi. The same thing that we had earlier. It's just that it's such an uncommon case that we're not going to concern ourselves. So why isn't a Sufi pasul? Elamala asubi yuchsim. They wanted to have the purity of family on a higher level. Okay, now we're going to talk about an Asufi and several circumstances under which an Asufi will not be judged that way. Rava Bravuna mitzao mahul. If you find a kid who's had a brit milah, in bomishum asufi. Right, because certainly the kid is kosher and the family did a brit milah, and then they must have cast him away because of financial reasons. Mishalte hadmaya, if we see that his limbs are put together and he's taken care of after birth, and when mishum asufi, again, they wouldn't cast a kid like that away unless there was some other reason. Shaif mashcha malekuchla, if he was had ointment and things like that put on him, then again, or rami chumri, or they put little things on him, bandages on him, whatever it may be. Tali pitko, they put a little amulet on him. Tali kamiya, emo mishum asufi. You know, it's anywhere we see that the child was cared for, we know that's not an asufi. Tali bedikli, if you see him hanging on a tree, imatya lechaya, yeshbo mishum asufi. If he's low enough that an animal could get to him, then it's an asufi, because they really were leaving him to die. But if he's high enough that an animal can't get to him, then Enbo Mishma Sufi, they were hanging him up there to make sure he didn't die. As Radta Smicha Lamata, If he's hanging in this kind of particular tree, it's right near the town, so people would find him. Then yesh bo mishum asufi, ve'im lav ein bo mishum asufi. If he's right near the town, right, that that then we know he's on a Sufi. If it's not right near the town, then he is still not considered to be on a Sufi. Now, Amar Meymar, high parrot is Sufli. If he's found in a pit that's used to bury fruit and things of that sort, to put seeds, then yesh bo mishum asufi. But harifta de naharaf, he's put in like the crevice of a river, ein bo mishum asufi, sorry, in the middle of the river, in a basket, then ein bo mishum asufi, because the assumption is put out there for it to be found by ships. Pshari yesh bo mishum asufi. If he's, on the other hand, at a place where the river kind of dips down and the boats wouldn't see him, then we assume he's an asufi. Tzide reshutarabim ein bo mishum asufi. If they put him near the public area so people could find him and not in the middle of the public area, then it's not an asufi. Reshutarabim ein bo mishum asufi. Right in the middle of the public area, then it is an asufi. And the general rule, of course, is any time that we see that he was put there to be cared for and not to be cast away, then, or deliberately to be found, then we know he's not an asufi. Amar Rava, v'shnei ravon ein bo mishum asufi. If it's during times of famine, there's never an asufi, no matter what was. What's Rava commenting on? Ilem Rashut Rabim? Shnei Ravon Ktal Alei. What? Because Shnei Ravon, they want to kill him, put him out in the street? Tzidur Rashut Rabim. Must be Tzidur Rashut Rabim. Mayur Shnei Ravon. But Tzidur Rashut Rabim, you don't need famine. Avil Lo Shnei Ravon. Anytime that's not Nasufi. Elakim or Durava, Ahad Amar Yehuda Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Yehuda Barzavdi Amar Rav. Rava's comment was on this statement of Rav. Kolzman Shibashuk. As long as he's in the marketplace, Aviv Imon Imani Malav. If parents come along and say, oh, there's our child, they believe them. Nesaf Minashuk, once he was already taken out of the marketplace because he was found there, and then they come and say, that's our kid, Ein Imani Malav, then we don't believe them. My Taima, Rav Hoyel V'Yatzalav Shema Sufi. He's already got an identity as a Sufi. V'yamar Rava, V'shnei Ravon of Bishon Nesaf Minashuk of Imon Imalav. So that's where Rava came and said, if it's times of famine, then his parents would believe, because they had Charata, they changed their mind, they realized it was a bad thing, they came to get him. There are three people who are believed immediately about certain things. And then Asufi, in the case of an Asufi, as we saw, Chaya, a midwife, Upater Chaverotel, we'll see what that is. Asufi on Amran. Chaya, what's that? Titania, Chaya, Nemedet Lomar, Zeyatsa Rishon, Zeyatsa Sheni. Just like in Parshat Vayeshev, with the birth of the twins, whether Peretz and Zerach, which one came first, she's believed to say which is the eldest of the twins. That's as long as she was still in the room and says it and hadn't left in the meantime after the birth. She went out and came back in a minute, then we don't believe her. If she was standing there a minute, if not, not. So my benel, what's the difference? If she turned her face, according to Belazar, she had to be looking the whole time. She turned her face and they came back and then said, this one's the eldest, we don't believe her. Now, poter chaverotea mahi. What was the third thing of Rav Chista? Poter chaverotea. Now, shalosh nashim shayu shenot mitachar. Three women are in one bed. It's had dam tachat achat mehen. And there's dam found underneath one of their bodies, kulan tmeot. Then we assume all of them to be anida. But kachat mehen, we'd say tmeah. But if one of them did a bedika and found herself to be tmeah, he tmeah v'chulan tahorot. Then the rest of them are tahor. And amar Rav Chista shabad katzma kishir veset. Right, that she had to check herself, kashir veset means within that time, so that's like immediate. Immediately after she saw the dam, so therefore she's believed that it's from her, and the other two are now pturot, they're tahor, that's why poterat chaveroteha. Okay, now, Tanur Rabbanan, nemenet chaya lomar zekoin bezelevi. A chaya is believed to say, as you know, the identity of who this kid came from, that mother. So this one's the coin, this one's the levy. Zenatin v'zem amzer. Medvar moim shelo karal la shem yirer. That's if nobody challenges her. Hala karal la yirer. If somebody challenged it, no, that's the coin, or that's the mamzer, ain't in a minute. Yirer demai. Who, what's the claim? Ilim yirer dechad. If you say it's one person challenging her, Yochanan yirer pachamishtaim. Yochanan said, yirer challenge to a claim can never be with less than two people. El Ira Trey, must be the two people challenged her and said, that's not the coin, that one's the mamzer. Then she's not believed. It could be one. When did Rabbi Yochanan say that without two people making a counterclaim, it's ignored? That's when you start with a chazaka de kashrut, like a married woman, or a woman whose claims that she was divorced. Right? So somebody wants to challenge that claim, you need two. Here, this baby has no chazak at all. It's got no past. So therefore, even one person may be a valid challenge. Now, Neman Bal Mekach Lomad as a Macharti Lasein Machart Lo Macharti. A seller is believed to say, I sold it to that guy, not to that guy. But that's as long as he still has the thing in his hands, the item being sold. Once he doesn't have it in his hands, he's not believed anymore to say, no, it doesn't belong to that guy, it belongs to that guy. Why don't we take a look and see who paid the money? So this is a sugyan bar metzia at the beginning. That he took money from both of them. One of them I accepted, and the other threw the money at me against my will. I forgot which one is which. And so now, before I give it up, I say, yeah, that's the one who gave it to me properly. All right? As long as he still has it, he's believed. Again, la'altar. Neman dayan lomar lezezichiti lezachiyavti. A judge is believed to say, I found this one guilty, this one innocent. That's only if they're still in front of him. They're not there. In oneman. Why don't we see which guy's holding the zachvata, the ktav that says he won? Then got torn up. Why don't we just judge them again? The answer is b'shudid the dayanim. This is a case of judicial discretion, and not a case that had hard evidence. The three people who believed to identify a bechor: chaya, aviv, imo, the midwife, the father, the mother. Chaya la altar. The chaya is only immediate, as we saw before. Imo kol shiva. The first 7 days, she's believed. Aviv leolam. The father is forever. Shtiketanya yakir. In the pasuk that says that the father has to recognize his firstborn son and give him the bechora, yakir means yakir and lacharim. He can point him out to others. That's how we know that a person could say, this is my Bechor. U'chashem sh'mar l'mar z'ben Bechor, kach l'mar l'mar z'ben Gushav v'z'ben Chlutza. And Rabbi Yehuda said, in the same way, he's believed to also say, this child is a ben Gushav. Chamom yimeinu nem. Chamom say, no, he's not believed about that. You're not believed as one person to mess up somebody else's life by testifying that he's a ben Gushav ben Chlutza. All right, the end of the Mishnah says that Abba Shaul used to call a shtuki a beduki. So my beduki, what does that mean? If you think that beduki means checked one, then we check the mother, and she says, yes, I had bia with a proper one, nemenet. So, come on, who's that following? That's Rabbi Gamliel through the first parak of Ktubot. If a woman is pregnant, and they ask her, who's the father? And she says, is miuchas a coin? But we know that Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar throughout say we believe her, and halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. So the answer is so that Mishnah is to teach us that she's kosher, and the second, our Mishnah, Abba Shaul, the Beduki one, is to say that the child's kosher also. So in other words, this Shtuki, according to Abba Shaul, we ask, and we say, and we ask the mother, and you say, who is the guy? And if she says, a kosher guy, then that's fine. So that would make sense according to the Amara, who says that even Rabbi Gamliel only accepts kashrut for her, but not for the daughter, so therefore Abba Shaul takes it one step further, saving the daughter's kosher. But according to the opinion, it says Rabbi Gamliel is machsher the daughter also. So what's Abba Shaul adding? The answer is Abba Shaul adif Rabbi Gamliel. He's even better. In the case of Rabbi Gamliel, the girl's single, which means most people are kosher to her. So maybe we only believe Rabbi Gamliel only when there's Rav Ksharin. But here, the girl's a married woman. So, Amalo, I might think she's not believed. Sricha, therefore, Rabbi Shaul says, yeah, if she says it was my husband, we believe her. Rav Halacha Abba Shaul, and the Halacha indeed does follow Abba Shaul, and the kid is kosher, if that's the answer. Good. Okay, in the meantime, we'll stop at this point, and pick up at the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.